Sunday, time Asar B'Teves, Rabbi David Abakasis, Binyan Arba Gluyes.
Bishut Murai, Rabbi Sain. I'd like to talk about the four exiles that the Jewish people have experienced and are still experiencing through the eyes of the Maharal of Prague. But first, let me say something about Asar B'Teves. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Bet says, the prophet Zechariah says, Koy Amar Hashem Tzevakoyes, Tzom HaRevi'i, V'tzom HaMishi, V'tzom HaShvi'i, V'tzom HaAsiri, Yiyeh LeBet Yisrael L'Sason U'Tzimcha. The fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, will eventually become days of rejoicing. So the Gemara now debates, what did the Novi mean by the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of... And the Gemara brings a machloket between Rab Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva. I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Akiva says, relating to today. Soma Hatziri, Ze Asar B'Teves. What is Som HaTziri, the fast of the 10th? Is a fast of the 10th month, which is Teves, and that is Asar B'Teves, Shebo Samach Melech Bovel Al Yerushalayim. It's the day that the king of Babylon started the siege around Jerusalem, Shenemar. And now we quote from the prophet Yehezkel, Vahi devar Hashem Elai Bashana HaTishiit, on the ninth year, Hashem spoke to Yehezkel, Bahodesh HaAsiri, on the 10th month, Ba'asol LaHodesh, on the 10th of the month, Lemoir, Ben Adam, Ktov Lecha Et Shem Hayom Mazeh, write for yourself the very essence of today. Samach Bavel al Yerushalayim. Today is a day that the king of Babylon started the siege of Jerusalem. That's what the pasuk says. And the pasuk uses the word Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. This, the very essence of this day. Strange word for the Novi to say. Amai Kari Le'asiri. Why does he call it the fast of the tenth? Asiri Lachadashim is the tenth month of the year. The Abu Darham learns from the choice of words of the Novi the halacha that if Asar B'Teves was to fall on a Shabbos, which it doesn't because the calendar was arranged in such a way that Asar B'Teves will never fall on a Shabbos, but if it did fall on a Shabbos, because the Novi uses the word Be'etzem on this very same day, that you would never move the fast. It would not become a nidre, it would be on Shabbos. And we know that if Asar B'Teves comes on a Friday, it's not nidre, and we enter into Shabbos fasting. This doesn't happen with any other fast except for Yom Kippur. And the question arises is, Yom Kippur can fall on Shabbos. And Asar B'Teves cannot fall on the Shabbos. So the only fast that could fall on the Shabbos, and we would keep it on the Shabbos, would be Yom Kippur, and Asar B'Teves, it would have been possible. So the question is, why is it so severe that Asar B'Teves has a severity that the other Tanaisim don't have? The B'nai Sah Sachar answers as follows. And he says, the Gemara debates Masechet Tainis, some Tanoim saying, if I would have been alive at the time, I would not have made Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av, I would have made the 10th of Av, the fast, not the 9th. Why? Because the Romans set fire to the temple just before the evening, and it burned through the 10th. So therefore, the majority of the temple, the burning took place at the 10th. He said, I would have fasted on the 10th. I would have made the whole day the 10th, not the 9th. The Gemara debates it and comes to a conclusion. Why the Chachomim fixed the 9th as a day to commemorate the destruction of the temple? Says the Gemara, at Halta de Puranuta, the beginning of the Churban is more significant than the end of the Churban, the beginning. So based on this, says the B'nai Sasachar, he says, we take the same principle to Asara B'tavis, is the beginning of the siege. After the siege, the walls were breached, that's Shivasar B'tamuz, and then the temple was destroyed, which is Tisha B'Av. So therefore, the beginning of everything is when the siege began. And therefore, this day at Halta de Puranuta is very significant, to the extent that we would have fasted on the Shabbos had the calendar allowed it. B'nai Sasachar adds another thing, and he said, why did Hashem choose this month to be the beginning of all the troubles? And he suggests that there are 12 tribes. Each tribe is associated with one month of the year. And he says the tribe of Dan is associated with the month of Tevis. And it was that tribe, if you look in Shoftim, that was responsible for promoting the Avodah Zorah of the Pesel Micha. And therefore, because of the association with this month, the Shevet Dan, with this Avodah Zorah, the beginning of Avodah Zorah in Kelal Yisrael, that was the beginning of Avodah Zorah, therefore this month was chosen by Hashem Yisbarach to be the beginning of the fall down. If I may now go to the Ramchal. And the Ramchal explores why Bichlal Am Yisrael have been exposed and had to go through four major exiles, four empires that have ruled and oppressed Am Yisrael. He starts off with the vision of the dream that Daniel had. In chapter 7 in the book of Daniel, it brings this dream that he had, and it says like this: Hazeh havit behezveim lalia, I saw a vision in the night. Va'aru arba ruchi shemaya, the wind was blowing from four sides. Magichan leyam araba, and they are beating on the great sea. Mediterranean. Ve'arba chevan ravrevan salkan min yama, and four big beasts came out of the sea. Shanyan dan min da, each beast is different. Kadmaita ke arye, the first one was in the shape of a lion. Ve'gapin de nishar la, and it had wings of eagles. And then he sees in the dream that this animal is actually destroyed. Va'aru, and then he goes on to the next beast. Va'aru heva aharit inyanan, I saw a second beast. Dam yeledov, it looked like a bear. Velistar chad hakemat, and it was put to a side. Utlat ilin bepuma, and it had three ribs. It had been devouring something, and it had three ribs in its mouth. Ben Shineh. V'chen amrin la kumi achli besar sagia. Go, and the voice came out and said, go devour a lot of flesh. And then he sees a third. Ba'atar dena hazeh havet ba'aru achari. And he sees the third beast coming. Kinmar, like a leopard. Velaga pinar ban, he's got four wings, the off, bird's wings, al gaba. Ve'arba reshin lehevata, and he's got four heads. Ve'shaltan yehivla, and he's given authority and dominion. And then he sees the fourth vision. And then he sees the fourth vision, which is the fourth exile. Each of these beasts is representative of one of the empires, the first one being Babylonia, the second one being the Persian, the third one the Namer, the leopard being the Greeks, and then the last one is described as something awesome. He says Va'aru heva revi'an, he sees the fourth beast, Dechila ve'emtane, it's awesome and it's awful, it's frightening. Ve'takif, I'm very powerful, yatira, more than all the others. Vishinayin di Parzelalan, he's got teeth of steel. Rav Revan, very big. Achla Malka Vishara, and he goes and he consumes everything and he tramples over everything he sees. Rav Savihi Mishanyam in Kol Hevata is different to all the others. Di Kadma. And it doesn't describe what animal it is. So we don't know what the fourth animal is. It says, Vekarnayin Asarlan, he's got 10 horns. And of course, that's the last one, which is Rome, Malch, the Edom, the Galut Edom, which has obviously been the worst for Kelal Israel and the longest. And immediately the Maharal asks, what is it necessary for Am Israel to have to suffer and go through all these experiences and all these exiles? And he says the following in his book, Netzach Israel. He says the following. He says, what is natural? Natural is whatever Hashem Yisbarach intended and wanted for the world. That's natural. Anything else is not natural. Hashem made it that Am Israel should be a unique people, the one people that Hashem chose, whose task would be to reveal and praise Hashem in this world. And a particular land, which is the land of Israel, was specifically created for Am Israel, where this can happen. And anything that takes away Am Israel from its job of revealing Hashem in the world and praising Hashem in the world in Eretz Yisrael is unnatural, because it's going against the will of Hashem. So therefore, that four empires should come and take Am Israel out of Eretz Yisrael and don't allow Am Israel to continue their job to promote and praise Hashem in this world, reveal Hashem in this world, is unnatural. It's an unnatural situation. For Am Israel to be scattered around the world is an unnatural situation, says Maharal of Prague. Therefore, he says, it cannot go on forever, because the unnatural will not continue forever. And therefore, he says, the very fact that this situation, the Am Yisrael, is scattered around the world and is not allowed and is persecuted to and not allowed to continue what it has to do, it's a proof that there will be a redemption, because it's an unnatural situation that cannot continue forever. These are his words. Ulfika, Pizur Yisrael ben Haumot, the scattering of the Jews among the nation, who davar yotze min hateva, it's unnatural. Shemeachar shehem umma achat, they were created to be mi ki amcha Yisrael am echad. Ra'ui shiyu omdim yachad nehiot echad. They should be always together. They should not be scattered. Am Yisrael should always be together. Kimo shetimsa kol hadevarim hativiyim enam mechulakim lishnayim. Things some naturally should be together are naturally together. Rak hem mitkapsim biyachad. Ve'i'efshar lomar. This is an amazing statement that he makes. Shedavar zehu bishvil chet ve'avon. You cannot say that the reason that we are in exile is because we've sinned. Amazing statement. Ah, he says, but it's written clearly in Musa. We say, mipenei hataenu galinu me'artzenu. We are in exile because we've sinned. He says, like this, he explains. Really and truly, it's out of the order that we should be scattered in the world and be in exile. But it's the divine plan that it should happen for a period of time. So God has to find a reason to allow it to happen. Because nothing happens without a reason, and there is justice in the world. So therefore, Chazal will tell him, but had we not sinned, it still has to happen. So therefore, you can't tell me that the reason we are in exile is because we've sinned. The fact that we've sinned is only an excuse to put us in exile in order to carry out the divine plan. But it wasn't necessary to sin in order to be in exile. He goes on in this same Sefer, in Netzach Yisrael, and he explains, if we look at the difference between two words, Gala, which is Golus, and Ga'al, which means to redeem, the difference is in two letters. The word Gala has a hey at the end, the Gimel and the Lamed is equal in Ga'al, and Ga'al has a La as an Aleph. And he goes on to explain as follows. He says, and he comes out with this concept. The letter hey is made of two letters, a Dalet and a Yud. That's how it's written in Ashuris. What does a Dalet in the letter hey, which is in Gala, which is Golus, express? It expresses a concept of a Dalet, the four corners of the world, Pizur, that Am Yisrael should be scattered in the four corners of the world. But that very same letter has a Yud in it. And what does that tell you? Now he explains more of this. He goes on to explain the whole union of Golos in another book called Ner Mitzvah. In Ner Mitzvah he explains as follows. He says, if you take all the dimensions of the world, you've got four sides. He says, you have a square, you've got four sides, you've got a center. Sides, you've got four. Center, you can only have one. So therefore, he says, the center symbolizes the oneness of Hashem. The sides symbolizes you can be scattered everywhere. So he's saying like this, the letter hey is telling it, which is made of a Dalet and a Yud, is telling you, and that's in the word Gala, is telling you that we're going to be scattered everywhere, four sides, including the center too. The Shekhinah also goes to Galut. Although he didn't use those words. And the word Gaal has an Aleph. Aleph represents Achdut, oneness, uniqueness, binding together. The word Ga'al has the Aleph because Ga'al means that Hashem will gather the Am Yisrael and put them back again together to be one. And the word Gala has a hey to describe the situation that Gala means, which is we're going to be scattered all over the place. In Ner Mitzvah, he quotes a Medrash right at the beginning of Bereshis, where the Medrash explains, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve et ha'aretz, ve'ha'aretz hayta tohu vohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei tehom. And the Medrash says like this. Rab Shimon bar Levi patar kiraya b'malchuyot. He explains this pasuk to be dealing with the four exiles. Ha'aretz hayta tohu, the earth is tohu vohu. Zu malchut Bavel. This is the exile of Bavel. Shneimar ra'iti ta'aretz v'hineh tohu. And he finds a pasuk in Yirmiyah and he describes Bavel as tohu. So you can see the malchut of Bavel is at the beginning of Bereishis. Vavoihu, what is voihu? Zu malchut Madai. This is a Persian exile. Why? Because it's written vayavhilu lehavi et Haman. Vayavhilu. Boihu. The Hoshech, darkness, Alpenetehom, darkness, Zumalchut Yavan, is the Greeks. Because the Greeks, Shehashcha, and Nehem, Shel Israel, Begizrotehen, they made it dark for the Jewish people with all their evil decrees against Torah. Why? Shehaitamer, what's the darkness? Why? No, all the exiles are oppressed us, but why Yavan is dark? שהייתה אומר להם קיטו על קרן השור שאין לכם חלק באלוהי ישראל. All that the Greeks wanted to say is to inculcate into the Jews and take it away from them. You don't have a God. And that's darkness. Spiritually. And then finally the Torah says, V'choshech al p'nei techom, in the depth. Techom is Malchut HaResha'ah, the fourth kingdom, which he calls the evil kingdom. The Medrash calls it the evil kingdom. She'en laheker kemo ha-techom. You can't see the end. The depth is so deep, you can't see the end. And it's the Golos that's been the longest, and we can't see the end. And then finally, the Pasuk says, Veruach Elokim merachefet al pnei hamayim. What says a Medrash? Zeruchos shel Mashiach. That's the fifth kingdom. The fifth kingdom is Mashiach. That will be after the fourth kingdom will come Mashiach, the kingdom of Mashiach. And that's what, and he quotes the pasuk to prove it, that the word ruach is associated with the Mashiach. Venacha alav ruach Hashem, the spirit of Hashem will dwell in Mashiach. And why is that? Pnei hamayim beezu zchud memashmeshet uba. On what? What merit does the kingdom of Mashiach will come? בזכות התשובה שנמשלה למים, because of תשובה, it is compared to water, שנאמר, שבחי כמים ליבך. So he says, this midrash is interesting. He says, the world hasn't started. This is the beginning of creation. First day. And straight away, Hashem Yisbarach is telling you there's going to be four exiles, and this is merumas in these words. So he can see that it was inherent at the beginning of creation. Nothing to do with Am Yisrael sinning. The need and the divine plan that there should be four exiles. And now he's going to explain, give you a rational, logical reason why this is necessary. And he goes on and he says, Yefshar shiyeh ha'olam shehu ha'alul min Hashem Yisbarach shiyeh ha'alul hazeh belo chisoron. The world is a created thing. Hashem is a creator, the world is a created thing. You can't have a created thing that is 100% perfect. Because if it was totally perfect, it would be God itself. The only thing that's 100% perfect and completely perfect is Hashem Yisbarach. Anything created, inherently, because it's created, it has to have imperfections. So therefore he says, the world that Hashem created had these imperfections. What are the imperfections? That four empires will rise, and each one will oppose Hashem Yisbarach. And every empire has done that. They oppose Hashem Yisbarach by oppressing Am Yisrael and not allowing Am Yisrael to reveal Hashem in the world. Rak nimsai mo hisaron ve hisaron azehem dalet malchuyot. What's incomplete in creation is the fact that the world will have four exiles. Lefi sheham malchuyot ha'elu mema'atim kivod Hashem mitbarach. Because each exile are trying to diminish and conceal Hashem in the world. They don't want Hashem should not be known in the world. That's what the goyim tried to do. And therefore the beginning of creation that was inherent. Until the world will become more perfect, which eventually will, through a process of going through the stages that the world is going through, eventually will get to the fifth kingdom, will be the kingdom of Mashiach. And the davar ze ra'ui shiyeh nirmas b'tehilat ha'beriyah. This was, therefore it was necessary to indicate this at the beginning of creation. Am Yisrael were created with this uniqueness about them. He says like this: Yisrael, shehem am echad, kimo shramaz haketuv, as the pasuk the Novi Yeshaya says, Am zu yatzarti li tehilati yisaperu. These people I have created for myself; they will be the ones in the world who will go and praise me. And he says, Am Zu. The word Zu is a Zion and a Vav, which is 13. And Am Yisrael is made of 13 tribes. Normally we say there's 12 tribes. We don't count Levi. There were 12 children of Yaakov, but Yosef had two, and they became Shevotim. So there are 13 Shevotim. Ki Yisrael hem yud gimel Shevotim, im Shevet Levi. Ephraim and Menashe were added, so we're 13 in total. And 13 is Gematria Echad. And the Tachlis of Am Yisrael is to indicate that Hashem is one in the world. And that's their Tachlis. Aval Dalet Malchuyot, the four kingdoms, Mevatli Machduto Ba'olam, they are trying to diminish that Hashem is one in the world. And they're the ones who took Hashem gave kingdom to one and dominion only to one nation. That there should be a king and they should rule besides Hashem down here, only Am Yisrael should have royalty. Are the other nations, they also have royalty? They took it from Am Yisrael. When Babel came and destroyed Eretz Israel, and they took the Malchus that Hashem gave to Am Yisrael, they took it. Hashem passed it on to them. So now they rule. The Persians came and fought with the Babylonians. It was given to them. The Greeks came and fought with the Persians. It was given to them. But it's Hashem's kingdom all the time that these goyim are having. They ultimately belongs to Am Yisrael. And finally the Romans took it from the Greeks. They have it. They have dominion in the world. It's Hashem's kingdom. Hashem temporarily has given it to these nations. That explains the famous Kasha, which many ask, that really there should be a fifth kingdom, which is never mentioned. Am Yisrael is also scattered and suffering, and especially today, mainly at the hands of Arabs. Ishmael. Why isn't he mentioned as one of the four kingdoms? There should be five kingdoms. Why is Ishmael never mentioned? And says to the Maharal, because Ishmael never took the kingdom from Am Yisrael. Babel took it. Hashem gave it to Babel. Persia took him from Babel. Hashem gave it to them. Yovan took it from Persia. Hashem gave it to them. And Rome took it. But Ishmael never took it from Am Yisrael. And in fact, they're described in the Gemara as a king without a crown. Ishmael is a kingdom without a crown. They're called in the Torah Alufim, no? And what is Aluf? Malchut Belotaga. And therefore, he says, this could be one of the reasons why Ishmael is not counted as one of the exiles. He gives another reason as to why Ishmael is not included, and he says because Ishmael really got the kingdom, whatever they got, the strength that they've got, they didn't get from Am Yisrael, they got it direct from Abraham Avinu, because they're descendants of Abraham Avinu. And Abraham Avinu says, Lu Yahya Ishmael, Lu, he prayed that Ishmael should. And therefore, Ishmael got that koyach not from us, but from Abraham Avinu. But that koyach is predicted by many to be the final one. And eventually, all these kingdoms will have to come to the realization that the only nation in the world that can rule and have kingdom and royalty is Am Yisrael, and only because they represent and they're going to reveal the kingdom of Hashem in this world, and that is Am Yisrael, and eventually they'll all have to come and hand it back to Am Yisrael and say, this belongs to you, it doesn't belong to us, and that is when Hashem's glory will be revealed in the world, and the time will come when it will be, and it hasn't got to be by war. They will, on their own, come and hand it back to Am Yisrael. B'mirav yamen, amen. Thank you.